Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So one of the other consequences of Edward Snowden's revelations about the PRISM program at the NSA is that it complicates trade relations with Europe. At issue is a free trade agreement now being negotiated between the U.S. and Europe. Restrictions on cross-border data flows are one of the issues. They're highly regulated in Europe, but the U.S. wants those restrictions relaxed. Now European trade officials look at the NSA leaks as evidence that the U.S. really wants to just hoard data whenever it can. The trade agreement may be in trouble. Sophie Intveld is a Dutch member of the European Parliament. She joins us now from Strasbourg, France, to talk about this. Welcome, a member of the Parliament in Europe. Sophie, thanks for being with us.
Hello. How are you?
So is it the case that Europe is suddenly suspicious of the U.S. intentions on this trade agreement because of these NSA allegations?
Well, not suddenly. I think Europe has been concerned for quite some time about the, well, almost insatiable appetite for data and information. There doesn't seem to be any limit to what the U.S. authorities want. They get our bank account details, they get passenger data, they get telecoms data. You have the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence and Surveillance Act, in order to intercept even intra-European communications, and now we find, and this is actually not the first time that we find that for years the U.S. have been spying on us behind our backs. And, you know, in Europe people tend to say the Americans are our closest friends and allies. We have a special relationship. And then when I hear President Obama say to the American public, well, you know, you don't need to worry because we're not spying on you guys, we're actually only spying on foreigners, I think, hey, the foreigners, that's us. You know, so people are shocked, they're disappointed. It doesn't mean that, you know, any trade talks will be suspended immediately, but it's certainly not a very good backdrop for such talks, and we want a free trade agreement.
What process would satisfy you that the data would be safe in Europe, but it would be available under certain circumstances if there was an important investigation underway? What process would make you more comfortable?
But, you know, the data are available. We have agreements about mutual legal assistance. If the U.S. authorities are looking for a bad guy, they can simply ask us and we ask you. I mean, that is the way we do things in a democracy. There has to be, you know, due process. But this massive collection and storage of data and just, you know, random automated searches, that has nothing to do with a normal legal procedure. And besides, you know, if we are friends and allies, then we should have been made aware of the existence of the program. I think your previous speaker said the same thing. You know, people may agree to abandon some of their privacy or some of their rights in order to get more security, if we get more security. But there has to be a proper democratic decision in order to adopt such a program. There has to be democratic oversight. And then, you know, we have an additional problem because in Europe, all the, let's say, rights and legal safeguards apply to all those who are in Europe, regardless of nationality. Whereas in the U.S., legal safeguards are only for U.S. citizens. So, you know, we don't even have the same entitlements. We don't have the same legal protection, although your government is collecting information on us. So, you know, this is no way to treat your allies. And if we, you know, if you think how we are lecturing the rest of the world, we're telling the government of China, of Egypt, of Iran, that they should not be monitoring their citizens. There should not be any blanket surveillance. So what moral authority do we have if we do this to our own citizens?
Isn't it the case, though, that Interpol is a kind of a cross-border open season on information that gets shared, not at the request of governments, but within the Interpol sort of police investigative agency?
But there should always be a proper legal framework that should be, you know, democratically endorsed. You can't just have, you know, how would you feel if any foreign government is monitoring U.S. citizens around the clock, if they can tap into your emails, your telephone conversations? And it may well be that President Obama says, oh, but, you know, we don't do that. But you can. We as European citizens, we have never been presented with the choice. People here have never been asked, do you consider this to be a good measure in the fight against terrorism? We don't even know what the data are being used for. We have agreements with the United States about the transfer of bank data and passenger data, and in particular the agreement on the transfer of passenger data.
Well, it's a concerns in Europe about the sharing of data and the investigation of Davy Sophie Intveld as a Dutch member of the European Parliament.